بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, one of the fallouts of COVID-19 and the pandemic now over the last 1.5 years is the fact that there is a very sharp rise and increase in mental illnesses of various kinds, of various degrees, ranging from phobias to anxieties, very high anxieties about COVID, depression, there are very high rise in anger, most of the time, obviously misdirected anger, because the anger is against corona. Maybe the anger, na'udhubillah, may Allah protect us, is against our qadar, against destiny. But it is directed towards family members, it is directed towards friends, and so on and so forth. Now, all of these are signs of mental illness of different kinds. Now, as people of faith, as Muslims, how do we deal with that, and how does Islam help us to deal with it? The first and foremost thing to remember is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman ur Rahim. He is the most merciful, the most beneficent, the kindest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakim. He is the wisest. He is Alimun bizati sudur. He is Alimul Khabir. He knows what's in our hearts. He is totally aware of every single thing, in all its forms, in all its states, whether that thing may be visible and perceivable to us or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is, He knows all our needs. Latifum bil ibad. He knows all our needs. And He is ala kulli shayin qadir. He is capable of, and He controls, and He has the qudrat, and He has the power to do whatever He wants. He controls everything. Everything is known to Him. Everything is in His control. And therefore, whatever happens, including this coronavirus, is a result of the hukum. It's a result of the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we don't always understand why these orders happen. And this is a measure and mark of our trust in our Creator and in His glory and majesty and mercy, that we trust Him even where the order that He sends is not to our liking, seems to be harmful to us, seems to be painful to us. Despite that, we don't complain, we don't get angry, we don't get into depression, but we accept His qadar and we say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. This is where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. He used to say that, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all glory and majesty and thanks and praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every state that we find ourselves. This is also where Rasulullah ﷺ said how amazingly beautiful is the state of the Muslim, of the believer, where when he has difficulty, he has sabr, he is patient, he is calm, he is forbearing, And where he and so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him, and where he has plenty, where he is happy, he is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he expresses gratitude, he expresses shukr, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also rewards him. So therefore a believer is one who is so fortunate that whether he is in difficulty or whether he is in ease, he is rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in both situations because of his attitude, because of what he does. I remind myself anew that difficulty and ease is like the rain. It comes, you have no control over it, and it comes and it affects everyone who is beneath it. Some people find it pleasant, some people find it unpleasant, some people get sick because of the rain, some people grow food crops because of the rain. Whether the rain is good or bad depends on the condition of the people on whom it falls. Whatever is their susceptibility, according to that, the rain affects them. But alhamdulillah, as far as we are concerned, we always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. And we say, alhamdulillah, ya Rab, you sent us the rain. And this is something that we are so happy about. This is something that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And we say, alhamdulillah, Allah knows best why He sent the rain. Allah knows best how this rain is helpful or not helpful. As far as we are concerned, Allah sent it to us. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it to us, we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. My brothers and sisters, this is the attitude of the believer, and this is the attitude because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards the believer for whatever whatever happens to him. Irrespective of whether that person, whether that thing which happened to him was good or, bad in a worldly sense as the person understood it. The key thing to understand in all of this, while we are contemplating on the good and bad of it, is the fact that what comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it does not come in isolation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us many things in our lives, one of which is the COVID virus. And even in this COVID virus, believe me, the people who are getting angry, the people who are getting depressed, the people who are getting irritable, the people who are moaning and groaning and complaining are not the people who are in an ICU on a ventilator. These are people who are sitting and watching and looking at figures on the internet. These are the people who are watching whatever stuff that comes to them on WhatsApp. And of course, this is one very good reason to get out of WhatsApp. These are the people who are having conversations with other people like themselves who are also negatively oriented, and that is why they are saying all this. So while they are saying all of this, they forget the fact that alhamdulillah, they do not have corona, they do not have COVID, they are not in hospital, they are not on a ventilator, they are not struggling for breath, they are not fighting for their lives, they are just sitting and mourning and groaning. Now, point to remember is, what do you want to be conscious of? You want to be conscious of the fact that alhamdulillah, Allah kept you safe, or you want to go by whatever figures that you are looking at and then mourn and groan that there are so many people who died of COVID and so on, forgetting that you are not one of them. If you had died of COVID, you would not be sitting and saying all of these things. So this is the key thing to understand and remember. And therefore, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, for all the good that He gave us. As I told you, COVID is one of the things that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What also came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full color vision, because of which you are able to appreciate the beauty of the colors of flowers, for example. What also came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect hearing, because of which, alhamdulillah, you are able to appreciate the recitation of the Quran and whatever you like to listen to. What also came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hands and feet and body that works, and your whole system which works, and a good taste bud so that you are able to taste good food and enjoy it. And I can make you an endless list. All of this came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, along with something called COVID. And even that COVID did not affect you. You are not sick. You are not in hospital. You are not dead. Now, do you want to mourn and groan and feel depressed? Or do you want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, O Allah, you are the one who gives everything, who gave everything. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I cannot possibly thank you enough. And O Allah, keep me safe from this COVID. Keep me safe from this COVID. Continue to give me your blessings and keep me safe from all the tests and difficulties and calamities that also come into the world. Now, that is your choice. That is my choice. Which one do you want to take? وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ